Well, yesterday, Governor Charlie Baker and Boston Mayor Marty Walsh marked the fifth anniversary at the annual One Boston Day celebration. Here's Walsh, courtesy of WCVB, praising the strength of the bombing survivors and victims' families.
I thought about, personally, how fortunate I am to know all those families and their strength, as the governor said, and their resilience, and being there for all of us. The days after what happened 5 years ago, we were there for the families if they wanted us. And since that time, you've been there for us.
Roseanne Sedoya is one of those survivors, and Radio Boston's Cassandra Sunt talked with Roseanne recently about how she's viewing this five-year anniversary. Cassandra, thanks for joining us.
Hi, Meghna.
So you met with Roseanne. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes. I met with Roseanne at Charlestown Spalding Rehabilitation Hospital last week. She received treatment there following the bombing. Now, in 2013, she was at the marathon with a group of friends to watch a friend of theirs finish the race. They were standing in front of the Forum restaurant when the second bomb exploded. That's the explosion that killed 8-year-old Martin Richard and Lingzi Liu. Roseanne was terribly wounded. Doctors had to remove her right leg above the knee. Meghna, she told me that it took her a while just to realize the extent of her injuries.
I don't think I realized all of the injuries that I had had, that I got through all of that. I remember when I was at Mass General and the skin doctor came in, burn doctor came in and said I didn't need a skin graft. I had honestly, even though it was bandaged my right hand, I had no idea that I had had burns. So at that point, it was kind of minute by minute. I know at another point that Dr. Crandall was monitoring my kidneys, and I really had no idea what was going on at that point either. So, you know, my goals have gone from almost trying to get instant gratification out of a goal to realizing that I need to take time and achieve those goals.
So, Cassandra, how's Roseanne then doing today?
She'll be the first person to tell you that the whole experience has been overwhelming, but that it gets easier every day. She's a bubbly person, just walking around with her at Spalding. I was joking with folks that she walks around like she's the mayor of Spalding, hugging everyone and just catching up.
But I imagine, though, that this is a really tough time of year for every survivor and every family member of the victims. But the race itself, though, that's special to Roseanne, right?
Yeah, she sounded wistful when she spoke about previous races before the bombing. She really loved it. She went every year, and she clearly is still fighting to get that feeling back.
Race day, it used to be my favorite day in the city. It was the day that I looked forward to. It meant the beginning of spring, baseball season, leading into summer, all that good stuff. It's changed in the aspect of it's clearly not my favorite day anymore. I do work hard at making it, try to have it become that again. I don't think it will ever be that way. But now it's more of a memorial to me in the sense of what happened 5 years ago. And also to keep in mind that these crazy things aren't going to stop happening. And I think even though these bad things keep happening, good comes out of it so much more. So it's kind of just a remembrance for me of the good that's out there, and that eventually, hopefully, it will become, you know, a favorite day again.
Well, I imagine that part of recovering that hope has to do with recovering from her injuries. But you also spoke with one of Roseanne's doctors as well. And what did he have to say?
Yes. I also spoke with Dr. David Crandell. In addition to being Roseanne's doctor, he's the director of the amputee program at Spalding. In reflecting on the last 5 years, he said that the term Boston Strong took on a very personal meaning to him. Though he's treated a lot of amputees, it seemed to me that this group clearly left a mark on him. He told me that he actually ran the marathon in 2014 in order to, quote, reclaim the marathon and celebrate the hard work of his patients.
Literally, the actual training itself, which is long, and the race, which was a warmer day, was a bit of a struggle. But I do feel that that was a direct way to sort of reclaim the holiday and the race for its true meaning, which is to celebrate the community and to celebrate hard work and effort toward a goal.
Now, Cassandra, there's a really wonderful aspect to Roseanne's story, right? Because she recently got married, and her husband, Mike, was a firefighter working at the marathon on the day of the bombing.
Right. And she described to me that they've been a support system for one another and that this holiday, this anniversary, is difficult for them, but in different ways.
My husband is one of my first responders. He is the person that helped put me onto the back of the police prisoner transport vehicle. And he just was there by my side right from the beginning and kept coming back and supporting and helping. And he hasn't really left since, which has been truly amazing. He's seen me at my worst. So I'll ask him if I'm having a bad hair day. And he's like, oh, I've seen a bad hair day. So, you know, he's good there for the support and everything. But this week is tough for both of us. You know, he was there that day. He tried to help out on a couple of the victims that he was unable to do and do anything for. And then he came to me. And so he's got memories of things that are terrible out there that, you know, as a firefighter, you're helping a little boy and you can't save someone who looks up to you. And he's supposed to be able to, you know, be that guy, that kid's hero. And that's tough.
She says it's hard for both of them, even though their injuries are different, but that Mike is trying to turn it around for the fifth anniversary by training to run the marathon this year.
Mike, my husband, is not a runner, so I'm very proud of him and happy that he's doing it. It is something that he's talked about over the last 5 years, but I think he was waiting for that moment, and that is this year. So very supportive of him, and I'm happy that he's doing it, and I'm hoping that this will help channel all of the bad stuff that he has in his brain that he remembers from that day.
Roseanne told me that she's been to the marathon every year since the bombing and will be there today to cheer on Mike.
You know, Cassandra, as we've learned over the past 5 years, the survivor community, and perhaps particularly those people who lost limbs, are incredibly supportive of one another, right?
That's right. Roseanne told me how the amputees will give each other all sorts of tips, like putting Velcro on the shoe that goes on the prosthetic to make sure it stays on properly, things like that people like you and me might not necessarily think of. But she also described to me how their network is growing and how she tries to mentor young people and new amputees in order to pay it forward, but also to stay healthy herself.
It just helps me physically and mentally to stay healthy, to show people that they can get back into their normal life again. And one of those examples is recently someone that I had mentored and met with about a year and a half ago, a young girl who lost her leg tragically in an accident, is back out on the lacrosse field, and she just scored her first lacrosse goal. So it's very exciting that she was able to do that. And I feel, not that I feel like I'm responsible for it, but I feel like I have a little part in giving her the encouragement to keep doing what she was doing.
That's Roseanne Sedoya, one of the survivors of the 2013 Boston Marathon bombing, speaking with Radio Boston's Cassandra Sund. Cassandra, thanks so much.
My pleasure, Magna.
So we want to give yet another shout out to Roseanne's husband, Mike Materia, the Boston firefighter who's running this year's marathon. You go, Mike. In addition, I want to give a shout out to former Radio Boston producer and current Modern Love producer, Amory Sievertson, who's out there on the course, and she's crossing over the Mass Pike right now and headed into Kenmore Square. Keep going, Amory. You're almost there, crushing it. And good job to every one of the runners of the Boston Marathon this year. We'll be back. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.